Back here, Brian Mazeroski and Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice Tuesday morning out there. Joe, a number of different things I want to get to. I want to just start with this one.
Netflix is being bundled with Max for the first time. The ad-supported versions of both streaming services are being bundled together by Verizon for just $10 a month, making the offer to wireless customers who have certain unlimited plans. That's a savings of $7 or about 40%. And as the practice of bundling in the streaming world becomes more and more commonplace, given all of the streaming services out there, The Hollywood Reporter says Lone Wolf Apple TV Plus has been talking with Paramount Plus about a team-up, though no details. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
So you got a bundle. So I'm trying to sort this through. You go through Verizon to bundle HBO and Netflix, but it's only through Verizon. So it's like a multi-step process in order to get a special rate on two things you might already have or might not
have. So you have to pay for Verizon to get the bundle.
You have
to
be previously paying for Verizon in order to get the bundle to save $7.
Yeah, I'm just going to continue with my gig, which is, oh, we didn't use that app last month. Okay, we're getting rid of it until we use it again. And then that saves you $20 a month.
Probably the best way to do it is to not use. I've turned into kind of the same way where we have one thing we pay for. We pay for Peacock. I don't even watch Peacock that much anymore. I mean, it's just not time of the week.
It is the cheapest streaming service.
It's the cheapest. I got it for the stream or for soccer in the mornings, and then on the weekends. I'm hardly ever watching it on the weekend mornings, and it's also nice because there's The Office and Parks and Recreation and 30 Rock, which are like three of my favorite shows of all time, and they're all on that one app. So I'm like, oh, well, if I ever wanted to watch this show, here it is. I never end up watching it. We don't have Netflix anymore. We got locked out of my brother-in-law's account. I have Paramount through you. Thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome.
So I can watch some soccer there. But I never end up watching the games.
There's some good kids show on Paramount, too, for the kids.
Joe, there are good kids shows everywhere. 803-0930, how do you deal with this? If you have kids, how angry are you that TV is what it is right now? It's the worst thing ever. It's the worst thing ever, Joe. Now, it might be great for you or I or anyone else, or you might agree with this for adults too, that you have everything available to you at your fingertips. Like I said, I got the Peacock NBC streaming service, so I can watch 30 Rock, Parks and Rec, The Office, any episode I want. Whenever I want to, it's right there. And then there's like a whole bunch of other junk.
I was gonna say you're forgetting
watch.
The best thing on Peacock.
What's that?
Columbo.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Should I start watching Columbo?
I think I've been telling you
I
that for a while.
I should just start watching it and just like subtly drop little hints and lines in there.
I'll pick it up
to you. I know you will. There will be nothing subtle about it.
Love Columbo.
But like you know, it's great. It is the worst. If you have kids. If you could back me up on this, 803-0930. It is the worst for kids. When we were kids, Joe, we had, or at least I remember coming home from school, we had 13 channels, maybe 17, on the TV. Two channels showed things that would be considered kid shows after school.
Oh, yeah.
There was the PBS channel.
Okay.
So you could watch Arthur.
Right.
And there was Fox, which had Power Rangers.
That's right. Fox 4 o'clock.
And that was it. And you watched what was on those channels, and that was it. And if you missed it, oh well. On Saturday morning, there was
ABC.
ABC Saturday morning cartoons. Did another channel have it? I only watched ABC.
We were at ABC one Saturday morning. I would sing the theme song at 8 o'clock.
Doug. Recess.
Recess. Yep.
What else was on?
Pepper Ann, which I was not a huge fan of.
Pepper Ann, sure. It's a cartoon. I'll watch it.
They would do the little inserts. I was a big fan of the inserts. Like
the shorts. Know,
Schoolhouse Rock was part of one Saturday morning. The Classroom, which was just a picture of the yearbook, but they would all be talking. Do you remember this?
I kind of vaguely do remember this.
That was the short. I liked the shorts on one Saturday morning, but Recess, Doug, there was another one. Oh, now there's another one, but I'm forgetting the name of it. Pepper Ann. I mean, it went till noon.
So that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you would have to turn off ABC for a half hour, though, Brian, because the Power Rangers were still on Fox on Saturday, and a lot of the times the Friday Power Rangers would be continued onto Saturday.
Oh, well, I never followed the story. That's why I was so lost as a kid, I guess. but that's what you had. Yeah. You had one or maybe two channels.
It was a very easy choice.
At a very specific time.
Yep.
It ended at a very specific time to do this. Now, with this stupid TV streaming, I mean, my son, and also, they've made it too easy. They need to make the remotes hard to navigate again. Not that it was hard to navigate.
You want the big universal remotes?
I need a big remote, 10,000 buttons, most of them doing nothing, and nobody knows how to get anywhere. You went to the TV, you pushed the button on the TV, and then you pushed the volume up and down buttons on the TV. That's how you got to your... It was pretty simple.
Unfortunately, I never had that.
But you only had one thing to choose from. Anyone can use it, and you don't even have to see anyone use it before. It's just it's three buttons on a remote, and you can access anything, a million different shows.
Well, yeah, I mean, the minute you turn the TV on, you're being told where to go for what. When we were kids, you turn the TV on, it's whatever the channel the
you
last
had to
person...
know in your head.
Yeah, it was whatever the person left it on, right? So at the Beamer house, it was always on CBS because my parents were watching their soap operas. Or the VCR was set to record their soap operas. So then I'd have to find, all right. And in Hornell, Fox 5 out of New York, you had to go up to Channel 5, and there's the Power Rangers.
So now it's, you have every... Even us, we don't have a lot of streaming service. We probably do, like when we think about it.
Yeah, we've cut way back. If we don't, like I said, we don't use it for a week, it's gone this month. We don't pay for it. So like HBO, until Euphoria comes back, probably won't have HBO. Netflix, haven't used it, gone.
So we got booted off of Netflix, but the kids' Netflix still works.
That's funny.
Because it's technically under the one account. It's just the kids' version under the one account. So my son can watch a show... on Netflix.
So you still get the Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the problem. You get everything. Not nice. You get everything, and you can watch anything. And he knows how to... It's so easy. You can scroll through. So I'll let my son watch, who's almost four, I'll let him have Saturday morning cartoons. Saturday morning cartoons are not what they used to be. It's not... turning on the TV and then the cartoons, they're just there and you watch what's on. Now he wants to scroll through any one of 15 different apps and choose and watch 5 minutes of every little show. And you have normal shows, and then you have the most terrible shows I've ever seen, where there's people who film themselves inside their house pretending to be characters that they put on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah. Click like.
Oh my Subscribe. Goodness. It's so awful that you try and ban it, but you can't because it's all right there. I don't know. It's the worst.
Yeah, Well, your son and I do have the same problem because I will flip through the menu going, I don't know what to watch, and that's why
I do the same thing.
I will usually go back to either go to old school cable and watch Seinfeld on Comedy Central, or I will watch Columbo on Peacock.
I try and tell him. I'm like, look, you are lucky you get to watch Saturday morning cartoons. But you need to watch this. I try and tell him, this is my old man. When I was your age,
yeah.
I didn't get to choose you just watched whatever was on. I'm going to make that same rule in our house because there's just too much stuff out there.
Yeah. I mean, I know my nephew, he's a big fan of Paw Patrol, mm-hmm. Bluey, Peppa Pig. So when I go to pick up my son at daycare, which is at my parents' house, I know one of those three shows are going to be on the TV. When we were kids, it was whatever was on TV.
Yeah.
If we were homesick from school,
Springer.
We didn't get to pick when Springer was on, though.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes you're 6 years old and you're watching Jerry Springer because that's the only thing on. It's either that or Arthur.
But
and Arthur's a repeat.
Yeah, so was Mr. Rogers. Yeah. But you know what, Springer? At least it was censored. You knew you were going to get that. You were going to get the beep. You were going to get the censor. You were going to run into something that you shouldn't have been listening to.
So the other day, my father-in-law was with once a week. He watches our oldest son. and he'll let him watch cartoons on TV. Knows he knows how to do the remote. Oh, I want to watch cartoons here. He goes to make a sandwich, comes back. Joe, guess what's on TV?
A cartoon?
South Park.
That's yeah. a cartoon. So this must have, was this on Wednesday? The South yes. Park Marathon?
Yeah. Well, no, it was on a streaming thing.
Oh, okay.
And I just like with all the cartoons, okay. it's you got Paw Patrol right next to it at South Park, and so he sees that cartoon, boom.
Isn't that funny though? Like I'm still so old school when it comes to TV. I know Wednesdays, I pick my son up at 11, I go home, Comedy Central, because I know South Park will be on all day. No streaming for me. I'm going, well, and we got rid of HBO Max, so I don't have South Park on demand. So I go right to Comedy Central.
I just want to, I might go like full off.
Stream?
No. Amish.
Oh, okay.
It just like throw it out.
Everything.
I'll go back to, I can't do it though. I can't do it.
No.
I watch one thing of TV a week. Red Zone channel on Sundays. You know how many channels you need to buy to get the one channel you want to watch once a week?
Yeah.
And it's not even every week. It's only, what, 19 weeks a year? 17, 18?
18 weeks a year.
18 weeks yeah. a year. I watch one channel. And then I'll watch hockey games when they're on and I feel up to watching it.
The good thing is I get Red Zone for free. So I'm very happy. That my Sunday viewing when the Bills aren't playing, F-R-E-E. But yeah, you're right. I mean, in football season, that's about all.
For free, or because you pay for something and it comes with it?
No, for free. The NFL Plus came with season tickets.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
That's included.
Well, you still pay for it in some way.
Yeah. I mean, I guess now that I say that, it's stupid. Yeah. But yeah. I had a point before that, and I wanted to throw the Red Zone thing out there. But, I mean, I just want to go back to, hey, here's what you get. Here's the four. In Hornell, we had 35 channels, Brian. 35. That included cable. 35 channels. Here's what you get.
Yeah.
And if you can't find something, go find a book. Go play with some toys.
So, I don't know. I just heard that story. We were playing that story this morning, and I thought one of two things. Like, oh, what a unique idea. We're taking these streaming channels and bundling up them all together for one price, and you pay one person. That's cable. Like yeah. We've done that before. You're just going back into the same thing.
And you know, Disney's been doing this since the release of Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And guess what they keep doing? Raising the price on the bundle that was supposed to save you money.
It's what we've been doing for the last 30 years. It's the exact same thing. And then I see this like, oh well, you bundle it up, you save a little more. Now I'm not doing any of it.
I do think that eventually this is, you know how Discovery Plus had to go into HBO Max when they merged? I do think eventually Disney Plus will go into Hulu. I don't think that for the next 5 years they can sustain as two separate apps. I could be wrong. I just think that you're going to see, because you're starting to see stuff from Disney Plus appear on Hulu. I think they'll just become one app.
Yeah. On our text board, someone mentioning Scooby-Doo. That's the best show for you. My son loves Scooby-Doo. So we'll go to the library and get, if he's good in the library, he's allowed to pick out a movie. We'll pick out Scooby-Doo. They have like the DVDs with
nice.
All the shows. Like you can watch like a whole bunch of Scooby-Doo shows. I have to find Joe the Scooby-Doo Kiss movie.
Yeah.
That was made. It's on a streaming service that I will not get, but I hope they printed that out on DVD.
It's on a streaming service?
It's on HBO.
Oh, well, I don't have it.
I can't get it.
You can get it for free at the library.
Well, I don't know if they have. It might be streaming only. They stop printing any physical media.
I'll go check my library. I'll also go check the Goodwill. Might be able to find it there.
I think it's newer. Like it's a new. Here's the.
Wasn't Eric Carr in the Scooby-Doo Kiss movie? I think that was like one of the last things he did. He voiced.
I've never seen it, Joe.
Before he passed away. Okay.
I've never seen it. Eric Carr did not pass away.
Eric Carr? Yes, he did.
He did?
Yeah.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. Not Eric Carr. I'm actually not sure who you're thinking of. Eric Carr died at the age of 41.
Okay. I don't know. If you've bought a DVD in the last 5 years, you're not goodwilling it.
No.
because you bought it for a reason. You are very last 10 years.
When was that drop off? When did the average person stop buying physical copies of movies?
I would say maybe 10 years ago.
Okay.
If you've bought something in the last 10 years, you are purposefully going out. You want to have and hold and own whatever you're buying. You're not donating that.
Yeah,
like that's, I think anything that new, you're good luck finding that in a Goodwill.
Unless you got something that you thought was going to be good as a gift, and then you got it and it was awful. Like the newer Grinch, I don't know, it came out like in 2018. I got that as a gift for my wife, and it was awful. I would go donate that. I mean, that was an awful purchase. No,
that's
offense.
The Grinch cartoon was the gift. That was the big gift.
The newer Grinch, like it came out right before the pandemic. And yeah, it was awful, in my opinion. She likes it, so she wouldn't donate it. But if I had to say, I'd say, you know what? Let someone else enjoy this.
Yeah. Well, it is also made for kids. Like, there's a reason. I watch everything that my son watches. I make sure I'm like paying attention to a little bit.
Well, yeah.
Joe, it's all awful. You know why? It's made for him. It's made for a 3-year-old.
SpongeBob's not, though.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, come on.
They're all awful.
I mean, my son's not old enough to appreciate TV. I watch SpongeBob when I don't watch as much TV as I used to.
I say like, oh, I like Scooby-Doo. No, it's the show is stupid.
But he likes the older Scooby-Doos, right? Like the Cartoon Network ones that came on when we were a kid.
Yeah, are there a lot of newer Scooby-Doos?
I have no idea.
It's definitely like the old original Scooby-Doo.
Nice.
But you watch it, it's just, it's not good.
Have you introduced him to Tom and Jerry?
He's seen Tom and Jerry. He's so on it.
Okay, because there was that movie that came out of Tom and Jerry that was
needs
like,
more dialogue.
Oh, so
I think
that was
to keep him into it.
Yeah,
when no one's talking, I don't know, gets a little
difficult
out there.
To follow.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, someone said Pluto TV on the text board. I found myself flipping Pluto TV, absolutely free, by the way. Found myself flipping Pluto TV a few nights ago, and there was a Maury Povich marathon on one of the Pluto stations. So just if you're looking for something, Pluto, it's free, and there's a Maury station.
Yeah.
That's all. There's a Springer station, too.
There is. It's a lot better things you could be doing than sitting in front of your TV for 3 hours watching Maury Povich.
Yeah, but when it's not...
No offense.
When it's not like a sporting event, you know, I'm usually... It's just background noise when I'm doing something productive. That's how TVs become for me.
Well, anyways, that's my streaming... Can't stand it. Wish it was gone.
It's just going to get worse.
It's just going to get worse.
You know?
It's the worst thing ever.
Because here's the predicament I'm in. I have to hold on to cable for the sports, right? For the college football, for the hockey, for the Bills, for Red Zone. Not Red Zone, but for everything else. So until sports is all available on streaming, you got me on there. And then, you know, I do like a few things on
demand. But then it's going to be on streaming. It's going to be on 15 different streaming networks.
That's the problem.
So you're just like right back where you started.
We will not win as the consumer.
No, never, never. We did win, Joe. Don't know if you saw in your email box.
Yes, we
got an email today. Just in, Buffalo is the number one city in America. That's about the applause it deserves. That's no. Buffalo is the number one city in America according to Clever, which is a real estate company, personal finance real estate company. It ranked cities on a whole bunch of different topics throughout the year 2023 and, you know, brought them all together. And on aggregate, Buffalo is the top city in America.
Amazing.
Number 22 last year. Now it's
what
it's
is
the
jump?
Top. It is incredible. We're going to go through why they say Buffalo's the number one city. And if you, listening out there, 803-0930, what would be the category that you could rank Buffalo as the best city in America in? Is there one? Let us know. BMaz and Beamer on WBEN. This just in, Joe. Buffalo's the number one city in America.
We did it.
We finally did it. 803-0930. So how they got to this? This is the email I got this morning. The stunning news. Hang the banner. Number one city in America for 2023, according to Clever, which if you've never heard of it, don't feel bad. Neither have I before I open this email.
Neither have you, but you're on their email list.
Yes, they must send me stuff. No, it is some sort of real estate company. So it ranks cities all across the U.S. on a number of different categories over the past couple of years, and Buffalo ends up on the aggregate number one. How does Buffalo rank as the number one city? Well, they have high marks in a number of things. And I want to go through some of these things, Joe, and say, and we can give each other how likely or unlikely this ranking is to be anywhere near accurate. And then for people out there, 8030930, is there something, a category that you could think of that Buffalo would rank number one in America in? What is our, like, what do we own? So here are some of the categories. Joe, we ranked number two in terms of commuter cities. What do you think about that?
I mean, compared to other, quote, cities, it's pretty easy to get from point A to point B.
I think it's a spot on.
Yes.
Like, how can you be that much better than Buffalo?
If you think Buffalo's bad, go visit another city. But, I mean, Buffalo, and you can get almost anywhere. I know we used to have a promo that said that.
Yeah.
You can get almost anywhere in 20 minutes.
It's true.
Yeah.
And from the north towns to downtown, from the north towns all the way to the south towns, you can be there half hour tops.
Yeah. Yep.
Which you cannot do in another city. I was in Pittsburgh over the last spring, and we were going down, and it was, you know, maybe 4 o'clock on like a Tuesday, just a random Tuesday. And we were riding in like an Uber, and someone in the car said, like, oh my, what's all this traffic? I said, no, it's not traffic. We're just in a
real city. Yeah.
Like, we're just in a bigger city where there is this kind of stuff all the time. Like, this is just normal.
Oh, yeah.
Elsewhere. We're spoiled with how it is. Commuter city, I would absolutely. The only people who would argue with this are the bikers and people who just want to never drive.
Yeah, right. They want the roads empty every time they're in the car. Black Friday night. Remember, we were talking about travel issues and traveling around the holidays. I'll tell you, if you thought it was bad in Buffalo, try the Beltway. And I'm not talking about in the middle of the day. The Beltway around D.C., 11 o'clock at night, bumper to bumper.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about it's I think we have it great here. We have roads that are built for a bigger population, and we should take advantage of it.
You know how I know that we're good at traffic? Is because take any Western New Yorker and put them in traffic and see how they react.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's you're beside yourself in any little bit of traffic that for everyone else is their daily commute.
All right. Good job, Clever.
Home prices versus income. I mean, this is tough to like rank on a feel, but we've said this for how many years, right? Like, Buffalo is a great place to go to own a home. You're going to get more for your money than you do on, you know, anywhere else. And now what this is saying is, incomes have also risen to where you're making not as much as you are in other cities, but for what you're able to afford with based on what you make on average, you're up there. So, all right, Buffalo's still one of the top cities there. We're on a good
we're adjusting well.
We're on a good thing. Barbecue cities, number 13 in the country. Joe, no way. No offense to some very good barbecue spots in Buffalo and around Western New York. There is no way you can tell me we're the 13th best barbecue city in America.
You know, I say that, Brian, but then I take a step back. I can only name like three or four cities that are known for their barbecue.
Right. So those three are, so off the top, you already have four, maybe even your top five off the board.
Yes.
So knocking off the famous barbecue spots, there's no way Buffalo's top 10 of the rest of America in barbecue.
No, I mean, and here's where I'm, again, no offense, Clever. Here's where they lose me. Buffalo's 13th. Did you see who's 14th on the barbecue list?
No.
Kansas City.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to push back. And again, like you said, there are some great barbecue spots here. We have some great food. We have a great variety of food. I'm not putting us on a list that says we're in the top 15 ahead of Kansas City.
We beat Kansas City, where every restaurant you go into is barbecue.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry.
What's Kansas City's the saucy barbecue, right?
Right.
That's
yes.
what it's known for.
Yeah.
So maybe this person just didn't like the saucy kind. They like a dry rub.
It's all in the eye of the person ranking it.
I guess so. But like that is, all right, out of the... here's so number 13, barbecue city. I think that's absolutely bogus. Number 21, as a burger city. We do have hamburger right there.
Yeah.
How could you... Here's how I would rank burger cities, Joe. Top burger cities in America. Number one, in a tie for first place, every city in America.
Yeah. Yeah.
What makes it good versus bad? Haven't you gone just like about anywhere and gotten a burger that tastes pretty much the same depending on the level of restaurant you're in?
Yeah. I don't know how you rank this. I don't know. And you know what? The city at number one, I know I've been there. I've had a few burgers in the city that's number one. No offense to Richmond, Virginia. I don't know if they're any better or worse than Buffalo.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I've never driven through Richmond and just seen nothing but billboards. Hey, our burgers. So I don't know.
So to me, the way, like, I think, if I'm thinking best burger city in America, I would honestly think somewhere in California, because they have that In-N-Out that everyone raves about. I've never had, you know, whatever. But like if you have a big regional burger chain that's like focused in your city, that might be able to bump you up. But then they probably lose it. Like when I think of LA restaurants, I don't necessarily think of a burger being on the menu.
Right. If it's,
so maybe
it's
they're bumped
small,
down.
It's a slider.
Yeah. It's just like a little taste of a hamburger. I just feel like everyone has their chains that are mostly the same.
Yep.
Like everyone's got the big fast food. Everyone has a regional chain that is... You might like it, you might not like it, but like they're comparable. And everyone has burgers at restaurants that some are good and some are great.
Yeah.
Like there's very rarely bad burgers.
I mean, you know, Ted's is known for their hot dogs. They have great burgers.
Yeah.
But I think you have a joint like that everywhere. I'd say this, Brian, if you had to like say, Joe, of all the cities, of all the places you've had a burger, what's number one? And this is going to be such a generic answer because they have all the top chefs that have places there. I'd say Vegas. Because Vegas has multiple burger restaurants by big-name chefs. One of my favorite burger joints is Gordon Ramsay's Burger Place. That might be unfair.
Is a place like that actually good?
Oh, Gordon Ramsay's burger, very
good. Anytime I've had, that's the only time I've been disappointed by burgers at restaurants when I'm getting them from like one of those big-name places. Worst meal of my life I had at a Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
But yeah. that to me, they're all like the
Planet
same.
Planet Hollywood's all about just the memorabilia.
Right, but to me, like a Planet Hollywood, a chef, whoever, like all that stuff kind of fits in the same mold.
And you might not like it, but let me say, Gordon Ramsay Burger doesn't even, I mean, Planet Hollywood's not even in the same sentence. I mean, it is really good. The fries are delicious, all different variety of fries. But again, I don't know if that's fair because, you know, he appoints who's making those burgers.
If you judge a burger... Because you're the food judge.
Yeah.
Do you think it's fair to judge a burger versus another burger with different specialty toppings?
Well, isn't that what makes the burger?
No. Meat, cheese, and a bun.
Oh, if you're saying, hey, here's five restaurants, judge their burger, it all has to be the same.
You got to be the same thing.
I want bun... Patty, cheese, and we can agree or disagree on a condiment. We can do
either. Bacon. That's Ooh. It.
But some places might not offer bacon on their burger.
Well, then you're out of the competition.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Then you lose. Last place.
I like mayonnaise on a burger, though.
Your bacon tastes non-existent. Yeah. That's a little weird. Okay, Joe, this is the one. We rank number six, cities with the best drivers.
Yeah, sorry, no.
Give me a break.
Yeah. No.
Unbelievable.
No. But you know what? Everyone's going to say that about their city, right? Isn't everyone going to say their city has the worst drivers?
Would they?
I think so. I think that's like the go-to complaint about your city. But let me tell you, we do not have good drivers. And I'm one of them. We do not have good drivers in Buffalo.
Yeah. I just can't. Now, to be fair, this isn't just... You know, ragging on us. A lot of the reasons we have bad drivers is because there's so many from Ontario here. So that
goes into the number.
That goes into the number. You can't blame everyone in Western New York.
Here's what gets us knocked down the list. Every time we get every year, the first snowfall, people forget how to drive in the snow.
Oh my goodness.
You've been doing it your entire life. You forget on the first snowfall. I'm sorry. With that and only that, you shouldn't be in the top 30.
What's worse? When there's a dusting of snow on the ground that everyone forgets how to drive, or when there's a dusting of snow on the ground, everyone forgets that there are designated parking spaces inside of a parking lot.
Yeah, no, those are
that
out the door.
That to me is worse.
Out the door when there's a dusting.
I'll take the bad driving if when I pull into some place where there's a parking lot, I can see something that resembles a parking space. I've got cars parked perpendicular to each other, just all over the place, on sidewalks, like wherever. And that's when there's no snow and you can see the lines. When there's snow, it's just forget about it. Everything's out the window.
Yeah, I disagree with that list. 100%. And I'm sorry, you can say, well, you know, some cities don't get snow. Yeah, but you live here. You should know how to drive.
You know, probably has the best drivers, like one of these very mountainous cities.
Oh, yeah, because you're given every situation on a daily basis.
Yeah, like somewhere in Montana. The Rockies, somewhere in Montana, like all they've got to have the best drivers. You're equipped for being on the road, hopefully.
Yeah.
Or, no, we don't have those in the U.S. I'm thinking like one of those, like, you know, the shows, like the death roads on the side of a cliff.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's speeding through.
There's not one in Arizona.
I think that would have been outlawed.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Right. All right. Back to the list. We go. Oh, well, we'll take some of your comments in here. 8030930. You've been. Everyone's saying food at some way, but a lot of people are saying we have good food, but barbecue is not one of them. I mean, there's a couple good barbecue places.
Oh yeah, don't get me wrong.
But that does not make you a top barbecue city.
No. Like you have to be. No. You have to have. You can fill a week. Going two meals a day to barbecue joints, right? I mean, that's Nashville, Memphis, Kansas City. You go to those cities, you're most likely having barbecue the whole trip.
They have. You don't need. You go into the supermarket, and already you've got five or six cities listed on the bottles.
Yeah, I've never seen Buffalo barbecue.
There has never been a Buffalo barbecue bottle sold in the store.
And if I saw a Buffalo barbecue, do you know what I'm thinking? That's for chicken wings. If yes. I see Buffalo barbecue, I think that's a barbecue sauce for chicken wings.
We are the number one wing city.
Well, yeah.
In the U.S.
Yeah, no one compares.
No one compares. But, like, people will try and say that it's somewhere else.
Yeah.
They try and be a little trendy, grab a headline or something like that. No, we are the number one by far, easily.
I've taken a risk and had wings other places. They just don't compare. There is a place right above the border called Mick and Angelo's. I don't know if it's still there. They have really good wings, Brian. Here's how I categorize their wings. They have great wings for not being in Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's a whole different category.
100%. I know exactly what you're talking about. We are the number 26 coffee city. I'm not a coffee person. Joe, what do you think about that?
Yeah, we have good coffee. I mean, I'm not saying it's, you know, better or worse. We have good coffee and we have a lot of people who like to drink it. I mean, I really don't know what else to comment on that.
So seems fair. Yeah. We are the number, where do I want to, number 9 pizza city in the U.S.
Yeah, I do think we're a top 10 pizza city. I really do.
Yeah, I'd bump us higher, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Who beats us?
I just don't think Miami beats us. I mean, and that just goes off, not even myself eating pizza in Miami, that goes off the reviews you see, Dave Portnoy, doing Miami pizza reviews. I don't know how Buffalo is under Miami. I don't know how they're under Denver or San Diego. I'd say we're right up there with New York, who's not even in the top 10. This list is bogus.
Yeah, the list is bogus. So I would rank them, it's just like the barbecue. Anyone who has a style named after them, you're automatically, you have to be in the top, whatever. New York, you get put there. Even if I think it's a little overrated.
Yeah, I love New York
pizza. It's a little overstated, maybe I want to say. I love New York pizza.
I get that point.
It's overstated, like the amount of like, oh, you just stop in anywhere. They got great pizza. Eh.
That's not true anywhere.
Yeah, that's exactly. Detroit, which actually ranks on there, like they have their own style of pizza. That's fine. Chicago. You can say what you want about their pizza. They have their own style of pizza. If they have their own way of doing it and it's known worldwide, you get put in the top of the list. They ranked Phoenix, Arizona, which to me is up there because I believe they took Buffalo Pizza and moved it to Arizona.
Yeah, just like a lot of things, yeah.
So that's us.
We're four.
We're four and
nine.
Nine.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I mean, I do think Buffalo is a style of pizza. I know it's not called that. Mm-hmm. It's not known that nationwide. But if you've been to Buffalo and then you go back to your hometown or you go around the nation, there's a difference. And there is I love Buffalo pizza, but it is a specific type of pizza. Also, Hartford, Connecticut is on this list. They have a certain kind
they
of
do?
Pizza in Connecticut, or I'm sorry, in New Haven, which
they
is
do?
Yeah, New Haven style. It's like a bar pizza style.
What is that?
I watch a lot of pizza reviews. It's like a really, really thin, small, crispy pizza, like where the slices are like.
It's like a Lunchable.
Kind of. But it's like something you would get at a bar. Like, it's like just a small, crispy pizza.
Okay. Like a personal pan pizza.
A little bigger than that. Like, okay. You and I could share one.
The Buffalo-style pizza is the pizza most often tried to be duplicated. Am I wrong on that?
No, that's right.
Like, the big chains, Domino's, Papa John's, they're trying to do Buffalo-style.
Yeah.
Doesn't work out great, but that's what they're really trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
The perfect mix of all the pizzas right here in Buffalo.
Well, it's because of our location. We've got New York on one side of us, Chicago and Detroit on the other. We are that.
We're the melting pot.
Yeah, there's more dough than New York, not as much as Detroit.
We are the number three best city for stoners. There's no way that's true.
I wouldn't know how to rank that.
I would tell you that there's probably 15 cities in each of California and Colorado that probably should. We have one legal pot store open in the city proper. Well, actually two maybe now, if it's open yet or is coming. Like, you can't be number three in the country to this point there's only one.
It says we have three for every 100,000 residents.
Well, I guess you could look at it that way, but I don't. There's no way we're number three.
No. I mean, Portland, Denver, I think, belong on the top of the list. I think that's right on.
Any, like I said, pick three cities in each. Washington, Colorado, California.
It does seem like they don't like to put the same state back to back. I've noticed with these rankings.
They just try and mix it up a little bit?
It does seem that way. I mean, how is Buffalo in the top 10 of pizza, but New York City's not? It seems like they want one city per every 10.
Number 33 of places people want to live.
Here's people from here. There's a lot that want to live here. I don't think that's true for people who have never been or have a connection to Buffalo.
I just look at it this way. You take a random person in the middle of the country.
Okay.
Make me a list of 50 cities you would want to live in. Do you think Buffalo cracks 33?
If that person has a connection, yes. If not, no. I do think it's that. That's the divide.
I think it does.
Interesting. Okay.
Thank you, Buffalo Bills.
I think the Bills are the reason
for
a lot.
The name recognition of having a pro football and, you know, to a much lesser extent, hockey team. No offense, but it's just how it is. It's a city that people know.
Yeah, and that is thanks
to the
Bills.
You're trying to name 33 cities in a population that can't name 50 states, I think Buffalo would crack the list just based off of cities that pop to mind.
That's
like,
a great
everyone
point.
Would think of, like, a lot of people would be like, oh, New York, LA, Chicago. Like, they name, like, the big metropolitan areas.
Miami.
Some people would do the opposite. I want Topeka. I want Boise. I want, you know, like, all these other little. Eventually, you get to like 15, you're like,
Butte.
Yeah. Buffalo. So I think it would be in the top 30.
Yeah, you're right. The Bills have a lot to do with that. And the recognition that the fan base gets, the Bills get. Yeah, I think that definitely puts them on the list.
Word's gotten out.
Yeah.
That we are a place.
Start spreading the news.
Anyways, number one city in America. Congratulations.
Hey, maybe celebrate with some barbecue.
We're all going out for barbecue tonight. All right, Joe. I won't see you here tomorrow.
No, you're enjoying the Sabres break the losing streak tonight.
Yeah. We'll see about that.
Well, I mean, the spirit's up alive here at the WBEN studios. Lucas and I both decked out in Saber stuff, so we're ready for the streak to be broken.
We'll see. Yeah. Let's hope.
Yeah, I hope so.
I really do hope.
National television. Remember ESPN Plus tonight for those that aren't going, and you can listen to the broadcast over on WGR.
Is it Plus?
Yeah, ESPN Plus tonight. And hey, exciting, one of our coworkers that we've watched climb up the ranks, Brian, will be hosting the evening news tonight. So make sure you tune in at 6 o'clock to hear Lucas Buckley on Buffalo's evening news.
You don't even have to wait that long. You can hear him here next with
that
the news.
Too.
It's approaching 10 o'clock.